Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I am really honored to have with me today State Senator Henry Martin from Bristol. Henry is the ranking Republican on the legislature's Transportation Committee. And we're going to talk with him, chat with him. And I, the Greenwich Business Owners It says tolls will cost the company, listen to this, I mentioned this earlier, $72,000 per year. Now, Senator, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Well, I'll tell you something. I feel bad. I cannot believe when I got this note from you, I said, my God, we still got time, as I tell my radio audience, we still got time to knock this off so that we don't have to have these tolls. They're just gonna destroy us, I'm telling you.
Oh, absolutely, Brad. And you're absolutely right. There is time for people to get engaged, to let their legislators know how they feel about the toll issue, without a doubt.
Now, just explain to the radio audience this $72,000 per year. I mean, this is criminal. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's from one company. You know, an oil company who probably has 15 to 20 vehicles in his fleet, and who travels from the Greenwich area down to Bridgeport to pick up their oil trucks. Goes back to their communities or throughout the state, wherever their accounts may be, they make these trips two or three times a day per vehicle or per truck, so it can get pretty costly for anyone who's got a fleet of vehicles.
Senator, I'll tell you something. We talk about this all the time, and what I find when I go out to speak, I have people coming up to me. And they really, really don't want these tolls. When you stop to think of some of these families, they're just making it, and now they're going to have to get into to paying these exorbitant fees, and it's just too bad. But I do think we have time, don't you?
Oh, we do have time. And, I think people are starting to realize the true facts that the tolling system that is being proposed, and that is the congestive tolling system, only allows us to toll throughout the whole state. So the we cannot just toll on the borders, and I think that's what everybody's got in mind when they hear tolling. Gee, coming in from Massachusetts,
that's
using
right.
84,
yep.
It's pretty simple, or from the 95, pretty easy that we can put just tolls on those roads, and that's not the case. With the congestive tolling, we need to toll throughout the whole state, and that would affect Route 8, Route 2, 15, 95, 91, 691, all the major highways in the state of Connecticut. So you will not be able to travel on any state highway in Connecticut without being addressed or being charged for tolling.
Senator, again, what I'm very, very pleased with is to hear from people like yourself, and I've heard from others as well, and when you put the whole package together, and I'm just happy, and I think there's a purpose here, that we are going to have the time to really, really get into this, And I think we can do it. We're gonna have to do it. It's just what they have had planned and told us one thing, and then have planned something else. It's just shattering to these people. It really is, and I've talked to so many of them.
People are realizing that the more they learn about this, that they're realizing that the trucking industry is not going to absorb the cost of these tolls. And if you add the cost of those that tolling fee to the trucking industry, which affects every product, everything that we come in contact with in our household is delivered some way or form through trucking industry. And I think people are realizing, gee, it's not only the tolling that I'm going to have to pay personally on an annual basis, but the products and the goods and services and the cost of those are going to go up as a consequence of having tolling.
Well, again, I am so glad that you called, and these are the things that we want here, because we've got the time, and I think the more people that understand this, the more they realize what it's going to cost them.
And I'll just say this: the ranking member from the House, Representative Laura Devon, and I are going on the road starting the last week of February. We're going to a couple different communities to get the word out, to share the facts to the public. And we're going to continue doing that until we make sure that this toll issue is dead. That's our goal, and we're going to try to reach as many people as possible throughout the state and letting them know at town forums to let them know that here are the facts about the tolls, and then let them make their decision. Hopefully, get them engaged and get them fired up to enough that they will call their legislators and demand from them that tolls should not be even considered here.
Well, Senator, I tell you, you've got Paul and myself behind you, and we are at this all the time. And I was surprised, to be very honest with you, when I started to get calls like from yourself and from other people, and this is what we've got to do, and this is what we've got to keep at, because I know, I just have a gut feeling that we can win this thing, because it's going to be a while before they're going to have this actually all set to go. So that's the time that we can really crash in and do what we have to do.
Yeah, now is the most important critical time for us to stop this. By our advocacy and us getting out and spreading the word, and with your help and other people like yourselves, spreading the word about the facts of tolling, how it's going to affect each and every family throughout the state here, I think is important. Should tolling go through, it'll take 5 years, 3 to 5 years before we see the gantry system and the tolling system into play. I think it's 2023 before the completion of it. So it does take a while to ramp up, to get the construction done, and to get it operable.
Well, again, Henry Martin, state senator from Bristol, who is really into this, and you've heard from several of these folks, and we're with them 150%. I'm telling you right now, this is going to, when I talk to my partner, Paul, and we just sit down, we talk about this, that we're going to just keep these doors open, and you can call us at any time. And this is what I wanted to tell you too, Henry, that if something comes up along the way, okay, be sure to call us. I don't care how many times it is, but if it's a different situation, the more that we get onto the radio, out to people who are listening, the better it's going to be for Connecticut.
We will definitely let you know where we are going to be the last week of February and going forward, and we'll do our best to keep you informed, and whatever help you can provide would be great.
Well, thanks again, and talk to you soon.
Great. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye, Brett.
Henry Martin from Bristol, state senator, and he's another one that is battling the tolls with us.